Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, July 25th. Would you go to Mexico, Thailand, or Dubai for surgery? Well, one LA startup is betting big that you will. The company is Doc Tours, spelled like D-O-C-T-O-U-R-S, Tours. It connects patients with cheaper medical procedures overseas. Founder Caitlin O'Shaughnessy compares Doc Tours to the online site Angie's List, except that instead of helping you find a plumber, she says, Doc Tours is helping you find a physician. Earlier this month, her company announced it can help patients find medical treatments in 35 different countries. O'Shaughnessy began her career in the tourism business, starting and selling an online travel company called TripScope. In 2017, she launched Doc Tours with funding from a handful of individual investors. Today, the company claims customers using Doc Tours' online platform can locate and book 335 different medical and dental procedures, along with the associated flights and lodging. The company takes a commission on your trip. It also pays a 5% commission to travel agents, not only on the travel, but also on the medical procedure itself. Now, according to O'Shaughnessy, the entire medical tourism business is going great guns, spurred by patients anxious to save money on notoriously high American medical expenses. Most patients seek elective procedures such as cosmetic surgery, in vitro fertilization, and stem cell therapy. Still, medical tourism isn't the healthcare panacea it's been hyped to be. Prior to the passage of the Affordable Care Act, the industry looked to be on the upswing. It was heavily promoted to insurers and to large employers. The idea? Companies could send their sick employees abroad, preferably to places where one might want a vacation anyway, saving the insurer or employer oodles of money. But surveys show that most people don't want to travel more than 30 miles for surgery, and so employees offered the benefit said a resounding no. Now, few if any large insurers offer it. Still, numbers are climbing, if not as quickly as promised. Doc Tours and other smaller medical tourism facilitators are targeting consumers paying for procedures themselves. Private payers choosing, say, a nose job have more incentive to find bargains abroad than do insured patients. Doc Tours promises savings of up to 80%. Savings, however, vary by procedure and country. The online site Patients Beyond Borders estimates savings across the industry ranging from a low of 20% in Brazil to a high of 80% in Malaysia. Good statistics are hard to come by, in part because of the nebulous definition of a medical tourist. It doesn't include expats or adventurers who happen to get sick while traveling abroad, for example. Upwards of 1.5 million Americans became medical tourists last year, though, according to Doc Tours. Patients Beyond Borders estimates the number will rise to almost 2 million this year. Because the industry is still relatively new, hype abounds. For instance, Doc Tours claims medical and dental tourism is a $439 billion global market. But that figure has been debunked, according to the Medical Tourism Association. The real number they report is closer to $70 billion. But this raises a question about the enterprise in a larger sense. Americans put their trust in a health system that's highly regulated in the U.S. How do you know how safe a procedure is overseas? And what legal recourse would you have if something goes wrong? Doc Tours says most of their providers have international accreditation, but they also don't take on any liability. Medical tourism may indeed be the right thing for you. And as promoters say, wouldn't you like to recover on a beach with a piña colada in hand? But given the loosey-goosey nature of the price, market, and safety claims, well, this much is for certain. You'd better do your homework before you get on that plane. from Wondery. This is Business Wars Daily. Hey, you know, we'd like to get to know you better. Please take a second and visit Wondery.com/survey and tell us a little more about yourself. Thank you so much. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.